Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen-style switch-out for a Sunrise drum and bass set, right inside Ableton Live 12. And just to set the vibe, this is not about throwing in a random drum fill and hoping it works. We're aiming for something musical, something that feels like the track opens up for a moment, catches a little light, then drops back into the groove with more emotion and more energy. That's the whole point of a Sunrise switch-up. It should feel like a breath in the track, a quick lift, a little jungle history, then a clean return to the drive. For this lesson, I want you to think simple, focused, and phrase-based. If you can make one bar or two bar amen moment feel exciting, you can use the same idea all over your tracks. Let's start with a basic D&B section to switch out of. Open arrangement view and set up an 8-bar loop at around 172 BPM, or whatever your track tempo is sitting at. Keep the main groove clean and readable. A solid kick and snare pattern. A sub that follows the root notes, maybe a pad, texture, or atmospheric layer if you want that sunrise feeling. If you haven't already, group your drums into a drum group and your bass into a bass group. That makes it way easier to control the transition later, because you'll be able to mute, automate, and shape things as a unit. And here's a useful beginner note, the amen break works best when the main section already has space. If your arrangement is crowded, the switch up will feel messy instead of powerful, so before you add the amen, make sure your core loop breathes. Now drag an amen break sample onto a new audio track. If the clip isn't locked to the grid yet, turn warp on. In Ableton Live 12, you want the first transient placed correctly, and you'll usually want beats warp mode for a drum break like this. Match it to your project tempo so it sits naturally with the rest of the track. At this stage, don't worry if the break sounds too straight or too clean. We're not using it as a finished loop. We're going to edit it into a switch up. A nice beginner move is to duplicate the break onto another track or lane before you start chopping. That way, you've always got a backup version. One copy can be your main edit, and another can be for extra hits, like a snare accent or a hat tail. Now comes the fun part, slicing. You can either right-click and slice the clip to a new MIDI track, or you can manually split the audio in arrangement view. For beginners, manual slicing is often the easiest way to understand what's happening. Cut the break at the strong hits, the kick, the snare, the ghost notes, any little fill moments. Then rearrange those slices into a new one-bar or two-bar pattern. A really classic amen-style move is to keep one clear snare anchor so the listener still feels the bar. You can get creative around it, but that anchor gives the whole thing musical structure. For example, you might let bar 1 feel fairly close to the original break, then use a stronger snare chop around beat 3, then add a quick pickup at the end of the bar, and in bar 2 make the pattern busier, so it flows into the next phrase. The key here is not to over-read it. A lot of people think more chops equals more excitement. Not always. The magic of the amen is that it still feels alive and flowing, even when it's been rearranged. Small timing imperfections are part of the vibe. Now let's give it some groove. Open Ableton's groove pool and try a light swing groove. Something subtle. Start around 10 to 25% groove amount. Keep timing loose but not lazy. If you use randomization, keep it very low. And if you want velocity movement, keep that gentle too. If you sliced your break into a MIDI track, you can apply the groove there. If you're working directly with audio slices, you can still use a bit of manual nudging to get the feel right. A snare slightly the head of the grid can create urgency. Ghost notes a little behind can add bounce. Tiny late fills can give it that relaxed sunrise feel. This is one of the biggest D&B lessons I can give you. A break doesn't have to be perfectly robotic to hit hard. In fact, a little swing helps the rhythm breathe. And when you're going for sunrise emotion, that human movement matters a lot. Now let's layer the switch up so it doesn't feel thin. Add a clean snare or clap from your kit underneath the amen edit. Put it on the main backbeat of the switch up. You want that snare to support the break, not fight it. A little processing can help here. Try drum bus with a small amount of drive, maybe around 5 to 15%, and keep boom low or off for this layer. Or use saturator with just a little drive, enough to give it presence without making it crunchy in a bad way. Then add a simple sub pickup underneath the transition. You can use a sine or triangle-based sub from operator, wavetable, or even a sample. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. Let it answer the drums instead of stepping on them. One really effective arrangement idea is to cut the bass for a beat right before the switch up, then bring it back with a single pickup note under the amen fill. After that, let the full bass line return. That call and response between drums and bass is a huge part of D&B arrangement language. It makes the switch up feel intentional and powerful. Now we're going to shape the emotional side on the Amen break track. Add EQ8, reverb, echo, utility, and maybe saturator or drum bus if needed. First, use EQ8 to cut the low end below roughly 120 to 180 Hz so the Amen doesn't fight the sub. If the break gets harsh, gently reduce some of the bite around 3 to 6 kHz. For reverb, keep it short. We're not trying to drown the break, we just want a little space. A decay somewhere around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds is a good starting point. With a low wet amount, you can also add a subtle echo, maybe on a dotted eighth or eighth note, but keep feedback low. Just a tiny tail is enough, and with utility, make sure the low end stays centered. If you widen anything, widen the top texture or the air, not the sub or the important punchy core. For sunrise emotion, a smart move is to automate just a little extra reverb or echo on the final hit of a switch-up. That gives you lift without turning the section into a wash. This is where the switch-up starts feeling like a real arrangement moment. Use automation on things like filter cutoff, reverb send, bass mute, delay feedback, or group gain if you want a small impact. If you're using auto filter, try a subtle low-pass sweep into the transition, then open it back up. A simple tube bar idea could be this. Bar 1 opens slightly and stays tight. Bar 2 drops the bass for a moment and lets the Amen fill become more exposed. Then the final beat gives you an impact or reverse sound. And the next bar brings the full section back. The trick is to keep the automation controlled. You want contrast, not chaos. Sunrise DNB is emotional because of the shape of the phrase, not because of massive effects everywhere. Now let's make the return clean. The switch up should always lead somewhere. Decide what comes after it. Maybe it's a full roller drop. Maybe it's a more open groove. Maybe it's a melodic sunrise section. Maybe it's just a DJ-friendly return to the main loop. A strong return might look like this. Leave one last snare hanging, use a short downlifter or reverse cymbal, bring the kick back first, then the sub, then the hats, and let the full bass line come in one note later than the drums. That staggered return is really common in DNB because it makes the next section feel bigger without adding more sounds. Now listen to the whole thing in context. Loop the surrounding 8 to 16 bars and ask yourself a few questions. Does the switch up clearly feel like a phrase change? Does the low end stay controlled? Is the break still musical, or is it too busy? Does it still feel like drum and bass after the edit? Do a quick A/B test. Play the version with the switch up, then mute it and play the straight groove. Pick the one that feels more alive, but still controlled. And if you want to stay organized, use color coding. Put break edits in one color, bass layers in another, automation in another, and FX in another. Clean workflow saves a ton of time and helps you finish tracks faster. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't make the Amen too busy. Keep a clear anchor hit, usually the snare, so the listener can still feel the bar. Second, don't let the break fight the sub. High pass the Amen gently and keep the low end simple and mono. Third, be careful with reverb. Too much will kill the groove. Short decay, low wet, and only a touch of space is usually enough. Fourth, don't snap everything perfectly to the grid. A bit of groove gives the break life. And finally, make sure the switch up lines up with the arrangement. It should hit at the end of 4, 8, or 16 bars, so it feels intentional rather than random. If you want a darker or heavier variation, you can get a little more aggressive with the break. Try layering the Amen with a distorted snare, adding a bit of grit with saturator or drum bus, or using ghost notes to build tension. You can also resample the edit once it works, then chop the resampled audio for a tighter, more underground feel. But for sunrise emotion, remember this. Contrast is everything. The break can be rough, but the surrounding atmosphere should feel warm, spacious, and open. Here's a quick practice challenge before you move on. Build a simple 8-bar DNB loop at 172 BPM. Drag in one Amen break. Slice it into about 6 to 10 pieces. Rearrange it into a 1-bar or 2-bar transition. Add a little groove pool swing. Layer one snare hit. Cut the low end of the break with EQ8. Automate a short reverb rise on the final hit. Drop the bass for one beat before the return. Then bounce it and compare it to the straight loop. Your goal is simple. Make the listener feel a small emotional lift without losing the DNB drive. If you get that balance right, your track will feel more alive, more human, and much closer to real drum and bass arrangement language. Nice work. That's how you build an Amen-style switch-up for Sunrise Emotion in Ableton Live 12.